Thanks for plugging in your radio and turning it on this morning to Home Show Early Edition. I'm Charlie with Tom. And if it's plugged in and you're using electric, question is, do you have enough electric in your home? That's the question Robert sent in to us for his parents' house. He lives in the Heights with them, and he wants our help. And since it's electric, we're going to go to Will from Right Touch Electric. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
Robert writes to us, I'm needing to have my parents' home breaker box updated. He said, but I'm receiving some mixed information. He said, they're the second owners of this home. It's 46 years old, and the service pole is 100 amps, and it's got a 100-amp breaker box. And over the past few years, they've had some bad breakers, and I've traded them out for them, but I finally convinced them it's time to upgrade. My question is, should we just put a new 100 in, or is there a reason to upgrade service to, say, 125, 150, or maybe even 200 amps? Will, does an upgrade of electrical service make sense?
Yes. For a home of that age, it was wired for a certain amount of demand or draw from the electrical system. So now we use so much more electricity than we had before, a lot more electrical equipment. So we always recommend to do an upgrade, especially for an old home like that.
Now, how far should you go on the upgrade? 125, 150, 200?
A lot of that has to do with the size of the home and what they are using.
Okay.
But usually, if it's 100 amp, usually a 150 will be more than enough.
All right. Is that significantly more expensive than going, say, just from 100 to 100?
Yes. It makes the job a little larger. We have to do a little bit more work to get that taken care of. So it does cost more.
So what's involved in that upgrade?
So to stick with 100, we have to just, you know, change the panel. But if we do the upgrade to 150 or more, we have to install a new meter base and also a pole riser or a piece of conduit with electrical wiring on the wall.
I'm not going to ask you how much it costs per se, but in a matter of magnitude, how much larger a job financially is that? Is it twice as much, three times as much?
It can usually double the cost of just a normal panel change.
What makes it worth making that kind of jump in investment?
Well, that way you never have to deal with it again. Sometimes when we just do a partial upgrade, we're back at the home a couple years later doing more upgrades.
Sure, and the homes are using more electric today, so 150 is probably pretty typical for a house that size in the Heights.
That is correct.
He's Will. He's our Home Show Pro at Right Touch Electric. You can learn more about him at homeshowradio.com. Just click on their little icon right there on the homepage, and you'll be forwarded to him. Will, thanks for getting up with us this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you.